Dear Chair, dear distinguished delegates, one of Kabylia's big issues is the illegal exploitation of Tell Hamza mining site by the Algerian government. This will cause disastrous consequences on the environment and the population of Kabylia. The illegal exploitation is against the will of the Kabylian people. This opposition is based on legal, social, human, ecological, and sanitary concerns. This mine is in the area with a human density of more than 400 inhabitants per square kilometer. Its exploitation will lead to human tragedies in a wide scale. The seismicity of the region is so dangerous that the fracturing of the soils would raise their utter irresponsibility. The pollution that will be generated by the start of this project over an area of 155 kilometers square with 8 cities and more than 50,000 inhabitants will have negative repercussions on both public health, fauna and flora, and will lead potentially to both a genocide and an ecocide in Kabylia. The Kabylia territory is that of an indigenous people who, in accordance with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples of September 2007, in its Articles 25, 26, 27, calls for the ownership of, their land and its subsoil and refuses anyone to despoil it. On September 2020, Kabylia handed over to the United Nations a memorandum on the right to the self-determination of the Kabyle people. Is awaiting currently a referendum to decide democratically and sovereignty about its future. As long as this referendum consultation is not taking place, the exploitation of this mine will remain illegal. The political rupture between Algeria and Kabylia is consumed by bellicose and repressive acts on the Algerian side since 1962 and on the Kabylians, and the boycott of all elections since 1999, with participation close.